Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, and life. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear, stylish school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER, Lower Extremity Review, evidence-based magazine, and UK Health Radio. We've got a great doubleheader, Teresa Ryle.
Really fine.
She is a health innovator. She's the CEO and one of the experts with Patriox Oxygenated Water. She's joining me along with Ishveen Jolly, who is the CEO and founder of U.S. and U.K.-based athlete sponsor branding group, opensponsorship.com. Teresa, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you so much for letting me be on your show, Dr. Bob. I'm super excited.
And give us some background on you leading to this exciting oxygenated water world.
Okay. Well, I had a vast experience in business, and then I got really sick. I had a terminal disease, and I was bound and determined to find the answer to it, to fix myself so that my body could fix itself. So I was lucky enough to find this incredible technology over in Europe who fixed my problem. And what I found out my problem was cellular hypoxia. I was dying. And what cellular hypoxia is a lack of oxygen.
You know, live radio is always an adventure. Anyway, yeah, you were talking again, you know, the idea of longevity and anti-aging and alternative dash complementary medicine is a huge topic on the Sports Doctor.
Yep.
It would take a little bit 40 something years. And, of course, we've been involved in the world of hyperbaric oxygen, in the world of concussions and brain health for, gosh, over 5 years with a lot of excitement. So what is special, and this isn't oxygenated water, this is the science behind actually liquid oxygen, correct?
Correct. It's drinkable oxygen. It's not oxygenated infused water at all. It's different than the supplemental oxygen that people are using. Now, the problem today is that people are suffering from a lack of oxygen in their cells, and they don't even know it. It underlies almost 90% of chronic conditions, and 70% of people are walking around with a lack of cellular oxygen, and they don't even know it. And I'll give you a short list of things. If you have one of these, well, you are definitely or maybe suffering from a lack of oxygen. If you have anemia, asthma, bronchitis, breathlessness, cancer, COPD, congenital heart disease,
yeah.
Coughing,
today,
diabetes.
Today, yeah, today
yep.
With the attention to all of the different types of chronic long-term problems is a
right.
Gigantic challenge for our healthcare system. And our healthcare system has been very, very reluctant to pay attention to alternative or so-called complementary. I've had Eastern and Western medicine on for decades. I had a Taoist specialist from the Netherlands on a couple of months ago talking about 2,500-year-old principles of so-called lifestyle medicine, you know, mentally. So it's great to see new attention to new things when we're talking about science. Now, this doctor in Hungary, I think, was someone who, when was this that he made this discovery?
Well, he discovered it 25 years ago, but it took him 25 years to get it stabilized to where it is now so that everyone can avail themselves of it. And I'll explain just a tad about this. Most modern medicine today believes that the energy that your mitochondria produce comes from glucose. But there was a new study that just came out by Dr. Klaus Schmidt-Rohr out of Brandeis University that proves that your mitochondria eat oxygen and that 70% of the energy produced is from oxygen. But why is that important? Because people are walking around fatigued. They're tired all the time, which means...
Well, again, the hyperbaric oxygen has been about healing for forever. Wound healing. Big deal in podiatry. But again, the science behind some of this. How have you found, Teresa, the medical community paying attention to some of this new science in a lot of different areas? What's that been like, kiddo?
Well, what I'm getting at with this is that if you're using glucose for your energy, you're already oxygen deficient. So people have been walking around oxygen deficient. So therefore now they're turning to hyperbaric and supplemental oxygen. Yeah. However, the hyperbaric and the supplemental oxygen are just that. They're supplemental and they're using the same oxygen that you breathe to get into the bloodstream.
How expensive and how much water, you know, people drink as much as they can. There's such tremendous attention to proper hydration. How expensive is this product?
It's not expensive at all. It's $13 a bottle. And that will oxygenate you all day on a cellular level and therefore give you the energy. Your mitochondria will be able to create the energy so that you aren't burning off. You're not using the glucose to create energy.
Well, you know, glucose has been a big deal. I'm in the middle of a international program on dealing with juvenile type 2 diabetes in the area of adding the importance of exercise and nutrition. You know, they had to rename diabetes because it used to be adult onset. All the autoimmune problems, all the chronic problems, is really what you're talking about, being able to make a natural difference, no side effects, you know, not medicine. And this is why it's been such a challenge over these past decades for medicine in the United States and a lot of people to accept the fact that we're not always about another pill or an injection or surgery. How long have you been involved in this world, Teresa?
Oh, I've been involved in this world like very, very intensely for the past 5 years. So,
okay. And how have you found the, for example, you know, high performance? You're talking about recovery. We're talking about enhanced performance in all levels. And again, 25 years ago when I first put orthotics into Eric Soderholm with the Yankees into his spike, and he had a hypnotist, professional sports, thought he was nuts. Now it's become such a big deal. So these holistic side of things, I would imagine that the high performance world, the sports world, would be interested.
Absolutely, because athletes get lactic acid buildup because they get hypoxic when they work out. Okay,
yes.
So if they can keep their cells oxygenated, they won't get the lactic acid buildup. So when the cells are not oxygenated enough, that's when the cells switch from the aerobic process to the anaerobic process.
How do people get the idea, you know, what kind of tests, blood tests, et cetera, are done that might show that somebody's lacking or that somebody would improve? Are there any specific tests that are recommended?
Yes, there's one test called the HIF-1 alpha test. The hypoxic inducible factor 1A.
Is it a blood test?
It's a blood test, but it's there's really only one place to get it in the United States. So,
okay, what's the best site people can go to find out about this whole history of the Patriox water? What's the best place to find out about it?
Well, they can go to patriox.us. And they can also go, that's Patriox, patriox.us, or they can go to my personal website, which is Teresa Reilly, reilly.com. And it's Teresa without an H, teresareilly.com, where they can learn all about hypoxia.
Yeah, and I know you got a big show coming up. We'll talk about what's going on next month
my gosh.
That's a big event you're having.
Yes, we have a show. It's called Oxy Nation, and you can learn about that oxynation.net. It's in
nice
New Jersey.
Cool title.
Yeah, thank you. It's all about bioelectric medicine, mitochondrial health, and oxygen delivery, which translates into health and anti-aging. And it's the first global summit in the United States on those topics ever.
Well,
and
you
we
know,
have scientists.
Yes, and you know, you're one of the group, you know, the That One group. We just had T-Rock on last week, you know, all these podcasters. But the point I'm making is this new, quote unquote, new medicine, the biohacking, the anti-aging, all the attention to functional medicine is all good news in a lot of ways. You know, 5 years ago, 3 years ago, no one knew what the word biohack meant, let alone
right.
that it's really lifestyle medicine. It is getting involved with your, that's why I talk about all the time on the Sports Doctor, what I call the new medicine. Very simple. Get your pencils out. Number one, eat smarter. We could talk all day about it, but number one, eat smarter, including the hydration that you're talking about. And number two is keep moving. You got a million choices. You want to go to the gym? You want to be a walker? You want to work out? Number three is a big deal is this emotional side, reducing stress that we're talking so much about. So this, it's great to see all this new attention to natural ways, holistic ways to really make a difference. Whether you're a weekend warrior, a grandma, or a high-performance athlete, or
That's
a business
right.
person, right?
And this conference is going to be different because I guarantee you, you're going to learn things you've never, ever heard in your life. We have doctors flying in from all over the world, scientists that you've never heard of, but they are 50 years ahead of their time. And I guarantee you, you will walk away with your mind blown. It's oxynation.net. You can learn all about it, and it's going to be amazing. It's just that we have things that you're going to learn that are going to rewrite the medical journals.
Well, this is, again, you know, we make such a big deal on these topics over the decades, again, on the Sports Doctor, where we were paying huge attention to the world of youth sports, the more talented. I just got done celebrating my latest gold medalist, man, at the Olympics. Danny O'Shea in pairs, the figure skating. I think he was 14. We put orthotics in his skates. He just turned 35. I don't want to age myself or anything. But so the world of performance and recovery, especially when we're dealing with serious situations besides disease, is a big area. And this is why there's a lot of excitement involving situations like what you're talking about, where we can very sensibly how much is in those bottles? How many ounces?
Oh God, 50.7 ounces, a liter and a half. And you know, as a doctor, especially a sports medicine doctor, how important oxygenation is to recovery time and not having lactic acid. So, you know, that if there's,
who's the famous guy from the show with, Mark Cuban? And whatever, where he's got that breathable oxygen that he came up with on the, oh gosh, what's the show with all those guys?
Shark Tank?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know who that guy was.
In the news. Yeah. Well, again, this is, we're all about awareness, education, and action on the Sports Doctor. And we want to really, really be aware of the science and the fact that it can make such a difference between at all particular age groups. I would imagine you're dealing with from 3 to 103.
Oh, yes. Yep. And the goal is to be 103
right.
or more, right?
Feeling good or feeling, you know, energized and knowing that you're doing something to pay attention to the wear and tear on our body. And I think that this is, again, that education is very, very important, letting people know that this is a big deal, like doctor that we had on a couple of weeks ago talking about the key points with nitric oxide. And again, all of these things that are peptides that are coming. Give us again the website. I knew the time would fly with you, Teresa Ryle. Give us the website finding out more about you and your work and Patriox.
Well, patriox.us. And then to find out about the conference, it's oxynation.net. And that's where you can find out about all this groundbreaking science that has been coming out.
Well, keep breaking those barriers, Teresa Riley. We thank you so much for being with us. Hold on, Teresa. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor.
Thanks, Dr. Bob.
Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parent's perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, swinging back to Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. I want to welcome Ishveen Jolly. She is the CEO and founder of both U.S. and U.K.-based athlete sponsor and branding group, opensponsorship.com. Isha, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Great. Give us a little background on yourself opensponsorship.com.
Yeah, absolutely. I, as you can hear, I'm British, and you mentioned I'm in the UK. Well, we started the company about 10 years ago in New York. And really the premise was, as I'm sure many of your listeners, either on the doctor side or the brand side, there are sponsorship deals or brand ambassador deals to be made. And they're very difficult to get done. You know, it's all about who you know and then what do you pay someone and is it going to work? Is it going to drive sales? And so, you know, as a former sports agent, I decided, why is there not a website, a bit like a LinkedIn, to essentially demystify sports sponsorship or sponsorship generally, okay, and create a marketplace.
Can you imagine with what? Yes, it's always been an incredible field, whether you're talking about a professional athlete who's all of a sudden making $10 million a year, or it's sports parents who are trying to deal. We just saw the Olympics, whatever it takes mm-hmm. to get it there, let alone the chaos now with sports gambling and with the whole crazy transfer portal that's going on with the NCAA in the United States. They must be driving you nuts. But the so this is why education with individuals like yourself and your group, which can be a place to go to for those sports parents or those agents or the athletes themselves to try to figure out, how do I do this properly? You know, one of the guests I had on probably 5-6 years ago was a gal who was talking about the fact that professional athletes within 10 years after their retirement are broke. And yeah. She was talking about those kinds of challenges, let alone what must be going on today where you've got college coaches who half the team is leaving in a transfer portal. What are some of the sports and teams that you guys work with?
We have 25,000 athletes and like content creator influencers. So basically everything, but I'd say our biggest is NFL, but that's because there's so many players. But we love everything. We love the college space. We love golf, tennis, obviously soccer is huge right now because, yeah. You know, World Cup's coming to America. But then we also have
like I mentioned to you, you know, when we watched the anniversary of the Super Bowl shuffle of the Chicago Bears, about 4 of them were in Dr. Bob's orthotics at the time.
Oh, lovely.
Or John McEnroe or Tracy Austin. Yes, I was very, very fortunate in the late 70s to meet the late, great sports therapist Bob Guida, who many athletes came to either to rehabilitate a problem or the new science then, enhanced performance, bigger, faster, stronger. And he had tremendous regard for the role of the foot. And as a sports podiatrist, we ended up spending 40-something years together many times working in those combinations, which were, again, such a huge business when you're talking about something like the NFL or these young athletes. And the overkill and so much of it, we talk a lot about that on the Sports Doctor. Areas, and I would imagine the kinds of products and whatever that you deal with are probably endless.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the other areas in a particular or teams that you go? Do you work with any teams? Do you work with individual athletes? How does that work?
Yeah, kind of across the board. We've done deals for NBA, Premier League, smaller events, marathons. And then in terms of products, really across the board, again, like obviously we do very well, as you can imagine, with supplements and, you know, sports medicine products like you're mentioning. But we also do, you know, athletes are the ultimate influencer. And so we do really well with kind of financial services or food or sleep mattresses, you know, really any product has a tie
well,
into
it's
it.
Endless. Again, you know, the arena of Guide and I used to practice what we called instability training, the endless array of mini trams and balance boards and whatever, the rubber bands, all of these different types of products that went into making a big deal out of what I would tell these athletes, again, which is strengthen your feet and ankles and work balance and stability. And again, like you talked about, whether it's that particular athlete's diet, whether it's the financial side of things, you see these guys in so many different commercials. And what's amazing now is we're seeing a lot of these college kids, because all of a sudden they're in the NIL. Situation, mm-hmm. which is, you know, the likeness and the, you know, being able to, be compensated, which is kind of made the, situation like the Wild West. How much sports medicine stuff do you guys include in your world?
Yeah, a lot. Actually, we've worked with, brands like Zamps, Compression, Biofine. So I'd say, QC Kinetics is there, you know, they do like regenerative therapy. So, I think everything from products to therapies to stuff that you eat and drink to improve health, all of it.
Yes, I would imagine also there's been so much attention, and I've had experts on from all over the world, in brain health, in concussion care, you know, we've been very excited about mm-hmm. things like hyperbaric oxygen. As a matter of fact, we were just talking with our first guest, a member of T1 group like you are, Teresa Riley, talking about this oxygenated water situation. And so much new science that's being, you know, I've had sports pharmacists on the Sports Doctor where the term didn't exist 5 years ago when we were talking about some of these participants in the two areas that everybody you deal with cares about. And the first area is, how do we prevent problems and stay out of trouble? Sports medicine-wise. And big area. And again, number two is, how do we enhance performance? Which is another huge area. You want to be a step or two quicker? Work your feet, man. So we would talk about a lot of these different things like that. Or are you in the best shoe for your foot mechanics? So the education side of things is very important to me when I'm dealing with people like yourself who are in the middle of all of it. You know, whether you are counseling that sports mom. That's why I co-authored the book with the great Sharky Zarkman, a national team player, beach volleyball superstar, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, in order to be able to share some information in the wild, wild world of youth sports, as we're seeing so much attention to a lot of overkill in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. Too many games. Too much scheduling, half these kids living on over-the-counter pain medicine. Dr. Wild, don't you understand? If my daughter doesn't take two Advil twice a day, her ankles are killing her. She's a volleyball player. That kind of scenario is why we like to continue to mix in, like I know you do, you know, the medical side, the sports medical side, the psychology side, all of these things that make a big difference in high performance. And when you're dealing with multi-million dollar athletes and their organizations, how's your sports psychology skills-ish?
I mean, I'm better at the marketing side, let's say.
Yeah, well, it's a big deal. But that's, again, there's so much stress on that side. And what is the, is opensponsorship.com the best place to find out information of you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. Reach out to us.
Okay. And in the, are you familiar at all with UK Health Radio?
Not so much. I know we've discussed it a little bit.
Yeah. Well, now you're going to be in the middle of it, right? Because our show will be on there this week or the weekend. I've been with them about 7 years. They're one of the world's largest health and wellness organizations, and they do a great job with a tremendous mixture of about 40 hosts and topics. So that'll be an exciting part of, again, you happen to be in both areas. Where are you, in New York and London?
Yes, not that.
Okay. And the, how do you, have you found the communication between the various individuals that make up these kinds of, again, you know, a professional team? He might have a lawyer over here. And he's got a couple, he's got the team owner, you got the doctors, maybe parents, families. I would imagine the communication side of things is a big deal. Again, especially if you're on that side of it.
Yeah, I'd say, I think that's what, one of our value props is that the communication can be really hard. It's hard to know who to talk to, especially if you're, you know, a lot of the brands we're doing, the deals that they're doing are a few hundred dollars or a single digit thousands, right? They're not huge amounts. So you need to be talking to the person who wants to get that deal done, whether that's, you know, athlete direct or the agent.
What pointed you towards paying attention, like you said, that? Were you an athlete yourself?
Yeah, student athlete, yeah.
Okay, never played. What sports did you do?
Netball and cricket were my primary sports, so unknown to the U.S. market, I'd say.
Yes, so far, you know, are you a sports parent? Just asking.
No, not yet.
Yes, so you're the NBA. How long has the opensponsorship.com been around?
About 10 years.
Wow. And is it the same amount of time in both countries? Where did you start? I would imagine in England.
No, in New York.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we're definitely, we're much bigger in the US than we are in the UK. That's where most of the team is.
Okay. And again, you know, you mentioned the NFL. Do you work with any specific teams, or are you, you know, for the most part, hey, it doesn't matter what team you're with. It was like our sports clinic. It didn't matter who you were with. We were looking to help you out. What's the kind of spread of some of the exciting athletes that you guys are with? Give us some great athletes or teams you work with.
Yeah, I'd say, I mean, I think we're pretty like well spread out. I mean, I was actually just last weekend in Vegas with one of our clients, BetMGM, working on basketball, and, you know, they hosted an event with the Cavender Twins and we were filling the room there. But, you know, as I mentioned, like Super Bowl is huge for us. We've done everything from, you know, on air, like Dan Olavosky, all the way to Sam LaPorta. So, you know, and a big thing about athlete marketing is it can be very regional. So, you know, Sam LaPorta is great for Detroit. Or, you know, we've done stuff with like a Buffalo Bills player, like retired or active. And so I think that's really useful when it comes to sports, is like that local side. And then, of course, as I mentioned, like, you know, one of our investors is actually Serena Williams. We haven't done a deal for her yet, but her sister Venus, we've done deals for. So really across the board.
Yeah, Serena's gotten big with the weight reduction drug. That's been her big deal. Yeah, but both of them great athletes. We're going to talk more about all of this. We're talking about this world of sports and athletes and this, the sponsorship world, the business side of it with Ishveen Jolly. It's the Sports Doctor. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com.
Hey, everybody. Sports medicine, sports business, this whole craziness with the college sports and professionalism and the representations of all of that in the world of sponsorship. Speaking with opensponsorship.com, CEO Ishveen Jolly. And we were talking about the, do you have any Olympic action going on at the Winter Olympics?
Yeah, we did actually. Actually, one of our biggest deals that we had ever done was with Shaun White, who's a retired Winter Olympian, but was on ground doing a lot. And then we've done quite a bit of stuff in Canada, and their Winter Olympians are strong. So that was awesome. So, yeah, Winter Olympics is good. Always Summer Olympics is always really good for us as well.
Right. I was celebrating my latest gold medalist, pairs American figure skating gold medalist on the team, Danny O'Shea. And I was celebrating 16 years talking about Canada from Vancouver when Evan Lysacek, who was 10 years old when we put orthotics in his skate, he was the Olympic gold medalist in 2010. So it's always great to see some of these different excitements when you've had a chance to deal with some of these athletes. What are some of the age groups? I know you work with the professional athletes, whatever, but how about any of the adolescent athletes, or how about how soon do you get involved with the sports?
You know, honestly, it's whenever they can do deals. So we've actually gone as young as youth. However, it's a bit more complicated because, you know, it's the parents and that's a bit different. I'd say really like student, obviously with the NIL changes that you mentioned, is a sweet spot for the young end. And then it really goes up through that. And, you know, today I'd say about 50% of our deals are non-athletes. So like recipe creators, chiropractors, podcasters like yourself, financial influencers. So again, it's not really about age at that point. It's about, you know, influence, following, engagement, their ability to drive sales for a brand.
Yes. Again, it's the mental game. We've spent decades on the sports doctor about whether I'm talking to sports psychologists or I had a Taoist therapist on from the Netherlands a couple of months ago talking about 2,500-year-old principles that he was applying to today in business and in teamwork, for example, and psychotherapists and others. Again, now the mental game is a big deal, whether, again, you're talking high-performance business, or we're talking the top level of athletics, the world of coaching, and some of these different areas. And it's great to see all this new attention, but sometimes I think, again, we run into these big, big problems of overuse, too much pressure on these kids. Again, especially when you start adding in now the money side and the social media side, that's got to be semi-crazy in the world of sponsorship, I would think.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you say that, but then at the same time, we have a lot of deals, like I said, for a few hundred dollars. Because, you know, if you're an athlete, like you said, an Olympian or something, most of them, you know, they would take a $500 check to, that's going to go towards training, right? Or like their supplement cost, or even trade deals. You know, sports medicine is a great example. It's expensive. The top stuff is really expensive. And so like being able to do a deal where you get a bit of trade in exchange for like a shout out, especially if it's authentic. So I'd say, I think there's always like this like thought that like athlete sponsorship is really expensive. And that's a big thing that we just demystify, which is
how do you find the how do you find the educational side in the instance where you are soliciting or you're talking to, whether it's school districts or park districts, or you're talking again to strictly, you know, professional organizations. Where do you see some of that, those educational challenges for, you know, opensponsorship.com?
Yeah, we don't really get involved in that side. So our thing is, if you're able, think of it like a dating site or a recruitment site. Like, you need to know that you want a job, i.e. you need to know that you want a sponsor. You should know who you can be sponsored by, right? So if you're a student, you can't do sports betting or alcohol or whatever else. And then our job is to find you that brand partner and make it a great deal so that, you know, it works for both sides.
Are you dealing at all in the world of sports pharmacy, which has become a big deal the past couple of years, the whole world of supplements and this whole,
yeah,
sports pharmacy
huge.
Is an exciting new area. Any involvement with them?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was just at an event in Houston, actually, in January for a brand of ours, Immunotech, and their whole thing is glutathione. And, you know, it's an ingredient that's being talked about a lot. And so I'd say there is a lot of education like that, but it's between brand and athlete or influencer on the benefits.
Exactly. And it's also, again, about the reality of what's really sensible, evidence-based. My long relationship with Lower Extremity Review magazine, evidence-based on the physical side, many times what we would be talking about, and the fact of the Wild West side, which is there's so much misinformation and disinformation that it's a tremendous challenge to be able to somehow deal with it in both our countries when it comes, especially if you're talking about, again, that's why I like mixing my New York accent with all my different guests, you know, from UK and whatever, so we can all my guests from Australia, and we can really have some fun with that. But the idea of there's so much misinformation that, again, good education is one of the challenges that we can depend on. And again, when you're talking about you know, health and wellness, it's the Wild West in many areas, especially now with the biohacking and the anti-aging and functional medicine. A lot of it is good, solid information, but boy, there's a challenge on the other side, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And how do you find the cooperation medically again, with a lot of these different products and whatever, have you found that, you know, the communication side, like you said, your side of things, really the nuts and bolts side, the cooperation with the doctor's organization and some of the different kinds of products that you deal with?
I'd say most of our campaigns are actually when a brand is looking to drive direct-to-website sales. So they use the assets to, like you might use the asset to talk to your doctors or try and get B2B sales. But from us and our athletes or influencers, you're mostly driving, you know, like an Instagram or a YouTube or a TikTok campaign. That is driving to website.
The fan base, right? The fan base, which is like endless in so many different areas. So I would imagine you probably pay big attention to who's on the Super Bowl ads, right? And some of the, you know, again, at the highest level and this kind of contest, it's great to still see some good humor mixed in. Are you guys find that you can still mix in some good humor, or are they beating it out of you?
Honestly, I think it's down to the brand's voice, right? Because some brands want to be serious and have lots of disclosures, especially as you're talking about medicine. You know, you need to have a lot of disclosures, especially in America. And some brands want to be playful. And I think that's what we can help with, is like figuring out the right person for what you're trying to achieve. And kind of, as you said, like a big thing is if you're going to doctors or if you're going to medical institutions, they still care about, well, how big's your following? Does anyone know about you? Is anyone going to request you? And I think that's the bit that we help with.
Great. Well, great. Ishveen, it's been a great, Ishveen Jolly is the CEO, of the opensponsorship.com. Give us, is opensponsorship.com is the best place to find out about you and all your work?
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Kiss me quick. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and
cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, everybody, we are back. It is the Sports Doctors In segment, where we preview some upcoming guests and topics. We add a little Dr. Bob Wisdom in. great guest coming up next week. Charla Gerbers, she's a transformational coach, and she's very involved with the Think Energy Group, the multi-level marketing world, and the business side of clean energy in so many different ways. So her perspective is going to be exciting to hear. And then Dr. Alan Mica, who is a famous, infamous podcaster. I just guested with him a couple of weeks ago. It'll be popping up in the next week or so. And he's got a great podcast in the whole world of health and wellness and life in a lot of ways. Look forward to joining him. Pharmacist Dr. Melissa Balazan will be joining me the following week. Again, the world of supplements and drugs and all of these different challenges, the tremendous role of pharmacy. We've talked in the past also about the world of sports pharmacy. So we'll get into all of that with Melissa. A little Dr. Bob wisdom. Wanted to remind people that if your son or daughter or you are in a specific sport, then you want to be in a shoe that's designed for it. And that means that unless you're in a cross trainer, which is a multi-purpose shoe, which does have capability for side-to-side sports, whether you're on a basketball court, or you're on a pickleball court, or a tennis court, you can get away with, depending on the sole, with a cross trainer. You want to be in a shoe that's designed for the sport. And again, for your son or daughter, whether it's a basketball shoe, a tennis shoe, running shoe. Also remember, running shoes are for one direction, one step in front of the other. They don't have any side-to-side stability. So if you're running trail, you don't want to be in regular running shoes. You want to take a look at the cross trainer. There are trail running shoes also available. A lot of different great brands. We're not recommending any particular brand. Years ago, I used to pay big attention to New Balance because they were the only one that was involved with width sizing, and that's important. So here's another fact with the Dr. Bob wisdom. Somehow, 40% or more of us are not fit properly. That's an amazing statistic. Again, whether it's children's shoes, adult shoes, post childbearing women, many times might change their shoe size a size and a half after having children. So you want to be aware of the fact that get fit properly, whatever shoe you're in. And if you're going to be in a sport, pay attention to a shoe that's designed for it. Again, a shout out to my friends at That One, the podcast. Both our guests today were members there. The podcast and branding group, we had their co-founder on last week, Mike Sciarocco. And if people want to listen in to any of the past shows, they would go to bbsradio.com/ The Sports Doctor and go to archives, and you could see what a lot of the past topics were. A lot of attention we continue to have with the type 2 diabetes, juvenile diabetes challenge. The diabetes scourge, I don't know what the percentage of the country, diabetics, pre-diabetics, obesity, now the hoopla with the weight loss drugs, and there was so much of it as lifestyle medicine. And the point being, adult onset type 2 diabetes, which was the name of the condition when you acquired it, not type 1, where you maybe were born with and you were insulin dependent. Adult onset type 2 diabetes was adults. Then the explosion over the past couple of decades of adolescent diabetics, the necessity of juvenile type 2 diabetes in teenagers, and that nightmare. And the grouping, whether it's LEAP, the lower extremity amputation prevention, the post-diabetic, the experts, the Dr. David Armstrongs, the wound care, Dr. Larry Rubens, the creator of LEAP, that end game of diabetes. We're talking about the pregame, which is this paying big attention to the role of exercise, to try to deal with preventing this explosion of juvenile type 2 diabetes. Nutrition is just as important. Again, remember the new medicine that we talk about all the time. I might even start a secondary radio show that includes its title, The New Medicine. Number one, eat smarter, be educated, know what you need, know what your body needs. If you're an athlete, know that. If you're dealing with something, know what it is. And the nutritional side, nutrition is such an important part of medicine in so many ways. So you want to eat smarter. Number two, you want to keep moving. Whatever it is, there's an endless array. You want to go to the gym. You want to lift weights. You want to do Pilates. You want to do yoga. You want to do Tai Chi. All sorts of options to keep moving. It's a big deal. And the earlier, the better. The earlier that young boy or girl realizes that this is important, whether they're on a team or not. The exercise, the families walking together, et cetera, it's a very important topic. In this day and age of social media and these kids looking at screens all day and this whole adolescent challenge mentally, this just adds to that concern. So we really want to pay attention to this, and we're looking forward to having more and more information on all aspects of type 2 juvenile side. The website, thesportsdoctorradio.com, thesportsdoctorradio.com. You got a question, you want to write in something, go to drrwildsportsdoctor@yahoo.com, and we might answer it. Like Ann's question says, volleyball. My daughter, 12 years old, she's had jumper's knee on and off the third season already. And I was talking about this last week. I'm a foot specialist. If daughter's feet don't hurt, you're ignoring it. And you don't even know. And a lot of doctors, they don't pay attention. That flat-footed kid, pronation, pay attention. Quickly, Sid said, I'm a 50-year-old jogger. I want to know if heel spurs, orthotics help. They're magic. You got to pay attention. Almost never heel spurs. Surgical problem. I want to thank ourselves, our friends at BBS Radio, my friends at That One Podcasting Branding. Hey, everybody, enjoy the spring, right? Sports Doctor. See you next week.